First of all, it's interesting from just a basic cell biological perspective. So it's been known for a long time that in cells of differing sizes, the size of the nucleus varies with the size of the cell. So larger cells tend to have larger nuclei, smaller cells tend to have smaller nuclei. But the mechanisms that determine the size of the nucleus in these different sized cells are largely unknown. So this is an interesting basic question in cell biology. And it's also an interesting question in the disease context, because it turns out that in many cancers, nuclear size is deregulated. And in particular, many cancers are diagnosed and staged based on increases in nuclear size. What we're really interested in trying to understand is the mechanisms that regulate nuclear size, and also using that mechanistic information to understand the function of nuclear size and how the functional significance of nuclear size might be relevant to cancer formation and progression. And, you know, moving forward sort of in a bigger context, we think these are some of the first data showing a functional role for nuclear size, in this case in developmental progression. And so we're hoping in the future to use this information to ask if changes in nuclear size also play a functional role in cancer development and progression. And if so, then we may be able to modulate nuclear function by modulating nuclear size. And this could potentially be used in cancer therapeutics in the future.